I could just imagine the Lord saying, hey, it's all right. I got you. That's Danny Gokey on Kinship Radio on Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And hey, it is 6:10, which means it is time for the What Day Is It game.
Yeah. You ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
You got a day off yesterday.
I did.
Susie got it.
I heard that.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, pretty quickly too, if I recall. Yeah. I heard that and I'm like, oh, good for you, Susie.
She's got my number.
Oh,
I guess
no.
She doesn't get to play again. No, just kidding. Just kidding, Susie, if you're listening.
I was pretty proud of her.
Yeah. So today is a new day.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of holidays to pick from, like usual.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a look at all the list of weird holidays that we have on every day of the year. And I picked two that are real, and I made a third one up, and Beth and you are going to guess, or try to guess, which is the day that Ryan made up today. So we got National Chop Down a Tree Day.
Ah, okay.
It's a day to swing axes, rev chainsaws, allowing people to connect with a raw, unpolished form of nature interaction.
Okay.
This description is great. National Chocolate Parfait Day.
Hey, yeah. I like that one.
Mmm. There's a description, but it's a chocolate parfait. What else do you need? It's layers and chocolate.
It's yummy.
Probably in a fancy glass. and then National Mother Goose Day. Celebrating the French fairy tales and later English nursery rhymes that came from Mother Goose.
Yeah. All right. All three, very entertaining today. Very entertaining. Chocolate parfait day, entertaining, of course, because chocolate... Chocolate and Beth Crosby, they come together.
It doesn't need much else.
Beautifully. You know. National Mother Goose Day. I remember when I was a kid, really, really young, I had the big, beautiful Mother Goose storybook. I have no idea where it went. It's kind of one of those things that I wish I still had, you know?
Could it be at your parents' house?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it. My mom got rid of so much stuff. But yeah, I don't think she has it anymore. The one that entertains me the most, to be honest with you, is National Chop Down a Tree Day, only because I loved being able to spend time with my dad. And my dad, if he wants to go and, like, you know, blow off some steam, he'll go up to our cabin and just chop wood, you know, cut down trees and tree limbs and that sort of thing. And the one time I ever drove a tractor was to help my dad cut trees.
Cut wood.
Oh, yeah.
Participate in the primal satisfying act.
Oh, yeah.
Felling a tree.
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah. So these are all very entertaining to me. Now, which one is not today?
Would I mess with you chocolate-wise?
Yes, you would.
We know I would.
You know it. You would.
Would I mess with you in any of these? Yes, I would.
Yes, you would. That's the problem. That is the problem, which is kind of completely weighing my decision today.
And why this game exists.
That too, Ryan Free. Why is that? Totally to mess with Beth's head. Honestly, National Chop Down a Tree is so entertaining to me. And it is that cathartic outlet. And I like it. And as you say, the description is so descriptive. It's so good. I like it. I like it. And I think this might be the day you mess me up here.
Okay.
Oh. So I'm going to say today is not Chocolate Parfait Day.
You're wrong.
Oh, bless
but at least
you.
At least it's Chocolate Parfait Day.
It is Chocolate Parfait Day. So thank you, Ryan.
I didn't mess with chocolate today. Which means I messed with you anyway. It makes you think about
how this works.
Yeah.
So I love this game.
It is Chocolate Parfait Day. One of the other 2 days is not real. Either National Mother Goose Day is not real, or National Chop Down a Tree Day is not real.
Okay.
One of those is fake.
Okay, now we have the problem. Would you completely embellish Chop Down a Tree Day thinking I'm going to love it so much that it's true that it's actually fake? Or is Mother Goose Day just kind of like the lemon here?
Well, we're going to find out in a second.
We are. I'm just going to pick one. I don't know. I'm going to say you made up Chop Down a Tree Day just because it's so flowery and so beautiful that it came out of Ryan Free's head. Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
There's no such day.
Okay.
At all.
There should be. You should make it up today because that description is fantastic.
My first thought was National Knock Down a Tree Day, because the one thing I like to do is you find a dead tree and you knock the whole thing over and it makes you feel like, but that I knew that would never be. But yeah. So anyway, you can celebrate Mother Goose Day, I guess, read a nursery rhyme, by eating a chocolate parfait.
There you go.
Here's Never from Tasha Layton, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.